Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got a big show planned for you today because, you know, we're recording because I'm actually in St. Kitts right now about to board the Explorer Ventures Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard boat and cruise around St. Kitts, Redonda, and Mazarat and the island of Saba. You're going to hear all about it next week as we broadcast from the deck of the Explorer Ventures liveaboard boat. But because of our travel schedule, I had to tape the show for this week. And boy, we got a big one. It's chock full of great stuff. We're going to kick it off with Pete from Scuba Board from Fiji. How are you, Pete?
Bula bula.
Bula.
I am doing good.
Yes. Now, have you already had your fill of kava there or what? You've had a few of those kava ceremonies.
No. Kava's cool. I haven't had my fill of Lake Fiji. We don't have an ocean this week. We have a lake to dive in.
Yes. It's beautiful,
it's
glass
beautiful.
Covered, no seas whatsoever in Fiji this week, huh?
None at all. And of course, I started the whole week off by running into Mermaid Angela as I was getting on the boat to go over to Ravi Ravi, which is the island we're on, Benga Lagoon Resort.
Okay, so that's what you're in Benga Lagoon. Wait a minute, you ran into Mermaid Angela from back in Fiji?
She had just come from Bangalore. Lagoon Resort, and we effed.
Well, there you go. One of our former mermaids, or, well, once a mermaid, always a mermaid, was hanging out in Fiji, entertaining the locals at Benga. I mean, last time she was there, boy, we had a magical time in Fiji. So she was over there at Benga, and that's where you guys took your scuba board group for the week. And so what have you been doing? You know, all the reef dives and things. Have you did the shark dive there between Pacific Harbor and Benga?
Today is my shark dive. Uh-huh. I am going to go talk with the tigers and let them know who's boss.
Okay, that's what he says. But there's no talking
going
on.
Let them know who's boss.
Right. You're going to let these 15-foot massive tiger sharks that they hand feed there. That is a bizarre and just a magical experience, I got to tell you. You've seen all the videos, so it isn't going to be a big surprise to you. But, you know, until you've done it, you really haven't done it. So you're just getting ready to check that one off the list, I guess. Is that right, Pete?
I am. That's this morning. Of course, I'm a day earlier than the rest of the world, or most of the world. I am a day before Greg as we tape this.
That's right.
And He woke me up at 5 in the morning. I said, dude, what the hell?
Yeah, just this is your wake-up call.
I'm right in Fiji.
And I said, look, I want to know what the weather's going to be like tomorrow. And you're ahead of us. Or behind.
Yeah.
I forget how it works. Yeah. But, yeah.
Great. He's no in. Nuclear holocaust. No, nothing like that. It'll be awesome.
We're going to make it for another day. That's what I learned from Pete when I called him up. Yeah, you know, it's like he's in the future. We'll just leave it at that. That time change thing is a little difficult to comprehend sometimes when you're hanging out in Fiji because, yeah, they're literally a day ahead. But regardless, you're going to dive with the tiger sharks today. And are you doing that with the Benga group or a different operation or what? Who are you diving with?
I'm going with Aaron and the Benga group. I can't remember the name of them.
Yeah, well, the dive operation that works with Benga Lagoon.
Benga Resort Lagoon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. But you crossed over there at Pacific Harbor, right? by the Pearl Hotel?
I did.
I remember it vividly. I've been there a few times. It's a beautiful area, but when you have to get off of the main island, cross at Pacific Harbor there in Fiji, and it's a cool little recreational area that you can hang out just right there if you want. But if you cross the water, you take this little ferry over to Bengaloon. Yeah.
Mountains in the ocean popping up everywhere, and everyone's a good, it's a good dive around that.
What's that?
It's just awesome.
Oh, it is. The diving is spectacular, but the people in Fiji, when you cross over and go to an island like Benga that's a little more isolated, they have this local, village population that helps, run the resort. They become family, or they invite you into their house, and
they do.
I mean, after a week of diving with them, I was shocked. We got so close with the people that we met there that were working at the resort and everything. When we left, they literally brought everybody from the island to the beach and waved and sang a song, and there was tears. I mean, it was mad. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I was sad to leave, but they really seemed to appreciate our visit as much as we appreciated them. You know what I mean?
They say they love everyone who comes, some when they arrive and some when they leave. I think that might have been tears of joy in your case.
Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah, they're like, finally, oh my God, they're leaving. No, yeah, they didn't miss me.
Drinking all our kava.
Well, no, we had mermaids with us. We were traveling with mermaids like Angela and stuff. So,
yeah, there you go.
They didn't want us to leave. They wanted us to, leave a sacrificial mermaid or so. But
they greeted us with a song, and everyone who's left here has been given a farewell song as they leave.
Yeah.
And, it's beautiful music. It kind of reminds me of old Western, with a island twang to it.
Yeah, well, a little Pacific mix there. So like instead of a guitar, it might be a ukulele or something. I don't know. But
exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. And we've seen the fire dancing and the walking on the hot coals. And,
wow.
They really keep you entertained here. It's a wonderful place. The best part about it is it's so stinking relaxed.
Mm-hmm. No, it's easy.
Gorgeous.
It's easy to just kind of turn off the world in a place like Fiji. I mean, because the scenery is spectacular, topside and below. The people, like you said, are just awesome. It's that music you're talking about with that little southern twang. I've always explained to people that when you go to Fiji, it is the people, to me, that sets that area apart, because it is kind of like southern hospitality in the States. They welcome you into their home. You're part of the family. I mean, literally, they want to have dinner with you or have you over to their place, their village to visit and meet their families and stuff. And it's really a cultural exchange that you don't really experience in a lot of places other than Fiji. I mean, that's one of the unique things, I think.
I agree. I mean, this is an island adventure. This is an island event. When each group comes in there, the island interacts with us. Now, mind you, I have yet to meet the Fijian who has left Fiji. They don't feel a need.
They are the happiest people on the planet, probably,
I would say.
And they might be sitting on dirt in a hut or something. But, boy, you would think they're living in a mansion. Because they don't need anything. They got everything growing all around them, fruits and vegetables. It's a very lush environment and stuff like that. But, as far as material things, they don't seem to be caught up in that whole thing. And you just see how happy they are. And it does kind of make you think, like, hey, maybe they do have it right. And we have something upside down on our side of the planet.
Exactly. And the nature here is cool. The mongoose, which are invasive, are all over the place. They're like a little bit bigger than a ferret, a little bit more beefier than a ferret.
Yeah.
But they're all over the place, cavorting, chasing each other. And then we have the bats with the 6-foot wingspan at night.
Ah,
yes. That's cool.
That is
that's just cool.
Kind of creepy, but those giant fruit bats they have in Fiji are menacing looking, but it's good to know they eat fruit and not people.
I think they're like Batman. They're protecting me.
Exactly. They are.
Menacing at all.
Yeah, they are massive, though. They are big, big things. You're like, holy crap, that thing can fly? Oh, my God. So, yeah, it's just a very unique thing, especially for us folks stateside there in Fiji. So you got the entire, a huge group of scuba board folks invading Fiji right now at Benga Lagoon.
Get this.
Yeah.
We have 42, which is everyone who's read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Yep. This is the answer to life, universe, and everything. So we have 42 people. Hmm. And then from here, we're going to Voli Voli for another week.
Oh, wow.
So 2 weeks. 2 weeks in Fiji. What more could you want out of life?
Well, I don't think anything else. That's spectacular.
3 weeks. Okay, 3 weeks.
Okay, yeah, that's what you would want, for sure. Yeah, that is a great trip. You're spending a week in Benga and then a week in Voli Voli. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
That's a great combo, I got to tell you. Pete from Scuba Board is
and
our guest.
And everything in between. All the sharks, all the fish, everything.
All the bats and the mongoose and the Kaaba ceremonies. We'll talk about some of that next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Hey, don't like scuba people.
Uh-huh.
I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
I think you should give it to me.
Scuba, scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know, baby.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
That was a party.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Yes, they can indeed, especially if they're in Fiji with Pete from Scuba Board. They will be, not only interacting peacefully, but just having the time of their lives. Now, you're getting ready to wrap up your week there at Benga Lagoon in Fiji, Pete. But then you guys, entire 42 people of you, or divers, are heading over to Voli Voli Resort and Raki Raki. Have you been to that part of the Fijian Islands before, or will this be a new experience for you?
This is my first time in Fiji.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've only met, Steve and Nick, the Darling family, at the dive shows before? Is that how you guys put this whole thing together?
That's correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. Well, I have an organizer named Dennis, and I allow him to do it. He's just awesome.
Well,
he's he's the one who makes all those decisions.
I gotcha. Well, you know, it's a good mix because, you know, Benga Lagoon and Fiji is kind of its own little private island, you know, resort. And the villagers, there's a big village right there that, you know, mans the resort. You interact with them. It's a very lush environment. And then a place like Voli Voli is a little bit more, I don't know, it's not, I don't want to say touristy because it's not, but they got a broad level of different types of accommodations, and it's more, there's more resort things maybe to do and a general tour, you know, tourism type activity thing. But the people that own it, Voli Voli Resort, are they're actually from New Zealand, the Darling family, and they are some of the coolest people I have ever met on the planet.
Cool.
And Nick
and
Steve.
I hope they have good internet over there because they don't have good internet here.
Well, they have everything you could want and then some. Well, everything like, you know, like I said, Wi-Fi. They got, you know, they actually have special beer on tap all the way from New Zealand, like their favorite beer. The family likes to get together every day at 5 o'clock with all the people from the resort and have like a family happy hour. I mean, it's just kind of in their,
very cool.
It's in their DNA to do this. And so because of that, you start hanging out with the, not just the villagers that, you know, help them, you know, maintain the resort, but the family that owns it, which are from New Zealand. So there's a little different flavor mixed into all this stuff. But yeah, they got Wi-Fi, they got great food, and the diving, unbelievable. Man, when you get out to, you know, the, gosh, I want to say like, Rainbow Reef or something like that. They got some really, really colorful reef out there they can go out to on their boats. It is just going to blow your mind. But you could do some paddle boarding. You could do some fishing. You can do everything and then some right there at Voli Voli. So is there anything?
Well, yesterday, we went to the Golden Arches.
Aha. Uh-huh. You did the Fijian McDonald's, did you? And you were shocked.
No. We went to the Golden Arches underwater.
Oh, okay. Because actually, that's something you should mark off the list is going to a Fijian McDonald's. It ain't like what we got here in the States.
I'll try to remember that.
Yes.
I was kind of glad. I take prednisone for a muscle spasm.
Yeah.
And I left without my prescription.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of nice to be able to walk in and buy prednisone over the counter. Ah. Like, oh, yeah, cool.
Well, a little kava might do the trick for you, too. Have you already had your kava ceremony? Did you hear you say you did
that's
or did not?
That's actually tonight.
Okay, you're doing that. So you've seen
that's actually tonight
what they're going to have you drink. You've seen this, correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
so you know.
From a root.
It is the root of a plant that's very popular in Fiji called kava. They grind it up into a powder. They pour it into a dirty sock and then mix it in with water, and you drink it out of a coconut shell. And after about 10 cups, you got to drink literally like 10 cups of this stuff. You'll start to do the Fijian crawl. Okay, Pete? Now, I know you're going to say 10. How could I possibly eat 10? Which, just look at it this way. That's five full coconuts because they serve it to
you
in a half coconut shell, right? But but you got to drink enough of it for it to have the effect of it starts to make your lips tingle and your mouth tingle. So it is not super super potent per se, but if you drink enough of it, you will start to get a Fijian beer buzz. As they say, and you'll end up
there
doing
you
the
I love it.
You'll start to do the Fijian crab walk, okay? So I'm giving you some tips here to tell all your people, all 42 people, start doing this stuff, and because you'll drink this and go, I'm not really feeling nothing, because it has a different effect than beer does, but you do have to drink enough of it. But when you stand up and walk, you'll be crystal clear. You'll think, I don't feel foggy like you're, you know, drunk on beer or whatever. You'll feel totally alert and everything's fine until you attempt to walk. And you're like, okay, I'm going to walk over to this room, and you'll start walking and you'll notice like, wait a minute, I'm thinking that I'm walking to this room, but I'm walking sideways. What the hell's going on here? It is trippy. So you've been warned. But if you don't want to do it yourself,
I will remember that.
If you don't want to do it for yourself, make sure you tell everybody else you got to drink like 10 of these things. All right. And if they die because of it, don't blame me. No, but they won't. They'll be fine. It's It's one of those things. You got to kind of mark it off the list. Now, but it is like drinking dirty water. So you got to kind of get over the taste, right? Yeah.
In other news,
okay.
My BC has been broken.
Broken?
The elbow on the bladder has been separated from the bladder. So I took the bladder off, and now I'm diving Fiji old school.
What, with no wing on the back of your, no inflator?
No wing on my BC. And you know what? It's like my first 500 dives were without a BC.
Hmm.
And it's like going home. You know, I don't know if you remember, but next month is my 50th anniversary of my first dive in Lake Underhill, Florida.
Aha. Uh-huh. And they didn't have anything
like
inflators.
And that was without a wing.
Yeah,
well, they had it. We just didn't afford it. You know, we were
cheap.
We were broke.
You just strapped on a tank, and that was about it. It was just a tank and straps, and that's pretty much it.
The first dive, yesterday I was a little light. I had to work with the breathing. Only had 34-minute dive. But then the second dive, we were at right over 2 inches above where I want to sit, and 58 minutes.
Wow.
You know, so I'm really happy diving without my bladder. No bladder, no matter.
Okay.
Let's go diving.
All right. Well, that's good. And we're talking about a diving bladder, just so we're clear. Because if you got to go, that's definitely not an issue when you're in the ocean, right? All right. Well, you know, we'll check in with you in a couple weeks, get the rest of your report after you go to Voli Voli in Fiji. Thanks, Pete from Scuba Board.
Have fun in St. Kitts.
Yes, you too in Fiji. We got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Coming up, we're going to talk to another author who's also a scuba diver and has written some novels that reflect our favorite pastime of scuba diving into these adventure novels. That's coming up on the big show today. But first, let's go to the movies. I got George Montero on the line with me. He has been working on a project for some time that is starting to, well, it's going into production now. Is that right, George? What's going on?
Well, we've already produced a few episodes, and we're trying to get financing to produce the whole series. It's basically a television series.
Television series. You know, I said movie because last time we spoke, you were working on a big movie project, but you're doing so much stuff. You know, now it's a TV show adventure, and this involves sharks, kids, and communicating with sharks on a level I've never seen. The trailer is cool, by the way, George. Hats off to you, my friend.
Thank you.
So thank you. This project is called The Shark Whisperer. Is that right?
Yes, Shark Whisperer.
Okay, and you check it out, facebook.com, Shark Whisperer Movie. By the way, is a place to go to and find out information about this. But this has been a love affair of yours for some time. You've been working on this for several years now. Am I right?
Yeah, a number of years, about 6 or 8.
Yeah.
Last time we had a long conversation, I was working on another film called Joanna and the Whale.
Right.
And about a girl who makes friends with a whale. And I sold that script and with the intention that the production company was going to hire me as the director, but they ultimately they went out of business, so they never raised the money to produce the film, and I haven't been able to get the rights back to it. So I thought, in the meantime, I'm going to write another film. And with my friend Stuart Cove in the Bahamas being such a shark expert, I decided to write one about sharks.
Well, there you go. You write stuff you know. And George's has been in the diving industry filming stuff for years. He does some stuff with Stuart called Last Diver Standing or Last Dive Man Standing. We're going to talk about that, this new Shark Whisperer project, and then some. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hey!
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jerry the Diver Guy coming at you live from the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, and you're listening to Scuba Radio. Oh, look, it's Dolly Parton. No, that's just Greg the Dive Master.
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Yes, we're bringing Rocky Top to the Caribbean next week. You'll hear all about it when Jerry the Diver Guy goes on his first live aboard diving adventure. It's going to be a treat for all, including me. He's going to be my entertainment. I have no doubt about it. But that's next week. Right now, we're talking to George Montero, who has been, been working with dive industry folks for years in the documenting stuff, underwater video and film work, which is, by the way, he really knows his stuff. George, you are an expert in that field by far. And you have a lot of fun doing it, too. I can just see when you guys are filming, like whether it's this stuff with Stewart Cove that you've been doing the last year or so with this, what, Last Diver Standing, right? Last Man Diving, right. And a little spoof on the Tim Allen thing, but really, really funny stuff. A little short vignettes, and he's filmed some of these at the DEMA show. He's borrowed our mermaids for visual stimulation during these segments. And they're fun to watch, and you produce these with Stuart, right?
Yeah. He came up with the idea and just kind of let me run with it. So I just started writing scripts, and he does them, and we have a lot of fun with it.
I can tell. They're quite humorous. So check it out, stuartcoves.com. I'm sure you can get a link right there. But your project that you're promoting right now is called The Shark Whisperer. And just to give everybody an idea of what this is all about, I think I got it. It's basically this little girl. I don't know if she's all of, what, 8 years old or something? How old
she's
is
she? She's 6 years old. It's a story about a young girl who makes friends with a shark, and much to the horror of her parents. And as the story evolves, she begins to understand who the real predators are, and it's not the sharks. It's man.
Yeah.
And the story is she has to protect her friend from a criminal shark finning ring. So it's kind of like a Free Willy flipper kind of story. And we're doing it all in the Bahamas. I originally decided to shoot it in the Keys, and the people in the Florida Keys didn't want to hear anything about sharks.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. They didn't want to associate the Florida Keys with sharks in any way, shape or form. Mm. But the Bahamas, on the other hand, has got one of the largest shark sanctuaries in the world, and they're very into shark conservation. So they're delighted to help me out in any way they can. And they're, you know, I've been working with a number of people over there in the government and the private sector. And they're enthused, including, of course, Stewart Cove, who's probably taking more people diving with sharks than any man in the world.
Well, excellent. Yeah, and you got great visibility. You got a home base operations of Stewart's place. I mean, the conditions there, I mean, he's kind of basically Hollywood for diving. Anything they want to shoot underwater, they go to Stewart there in the Bahamas and set it up. So you've picked a good spot. Yeah, and they embrace the shark action there in the Bahamas, as they should. That's good for the sharks. So it's unfortunate I hear about that in the Keys, but hey, you got to go where they want you, right?
Right. It's hard enough to do a film where they want you.
Right. You know? Exactly. So but the thing is, this isn't just any shark. This is a massive tiger shark that we're talking about, that's a little six-year-old swimming with. And I've seen the trailer, and once again, you can go to facebook.com/sharkwhisperermovie and find the info and all this kind of stuff and the trailer about this project you're working on.
Yeah, we've got a lot of videos, and even a video on how I made the model shark.
Well, you know,
if you want to laugh.
I remember you posting up on Facebook a few months ago, like, hey, guys, check out my new shark. I'm like, what the hell is he doing now?
Yeah, I got to tell you, it was bigger, more work than I had any imagination it would be. You'll get a laugh out of that.
Well, so basically you made your own underwater tiger shark drone or something. Is that
I did.
It looks impressive. It looks real.
Yeah. And I tried it out at the beach in Fort Lauderdale just to see, you know, if it would float or sink. And you should see the kind of commotion we created on the beach, on the shoreline.
Oh,
people were freaking out. We were pushing this thing around, and were freaking out.
Well, did you do any of it on purpose? Because that would have made an awesome video.
I did. I wanted to see how people would react. So we were actually going to have a shark walk. We were going to walk the shark down the beach, you know, on a leash.
Nice.
You know, in 4 feet of water.
Oh, my gosh. That would have went viral. You should have got, you got that. Did you do it or you just talked about it?
We may still do it. I don't know. The shark's over in Nassau right now.
Yeah, it's going to freak somebody out, and it could create some liability issues that you got to look out for. But, man, that would be fun to see their reaction for sure. But, it looks very realistic.
Anyway, to get back to the storyline, the film is we found a phenomenal little girl, 6 years old, Ingrid Scott, who is a little competitive swimmer, and she can hold her breath as long as I can.
Wow.
And she is a phenomenal little actress. She lives in Nassau, or did till very recently, with her family. And she just is unbelievable. When you see the footage with her in it, she was in the water for 3 hours one afternoon with my model shark swimming back and forth and being pushed and dragged and reciting lines on cue. This girl is going to be a star. I'm just hoping I can hold on to her before Hollywood catches
wind. Well, there you go. And is she really 6 years old?
Yeah, she's six.
Wow, that is impressive. Yeah, I mean, the video looks great.
And I've seen little clips of her.
You just tell her, here, say this, or and that kind of thing.
Her mom practices her lines with her, and her mom actually plays her mother in the series. So, and she's a good actress, too.
Excellent.
So,
you filmed how much so far? I mean, an episode or two?
We filmed about 22 minutes or so,
okay,
which would be enough for a half-hour pilot episode for a series. However, I think what we're going to do, we have a company over in the Bahamas called Alive TV. Alive is their main cell service provider.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to set up a digital network in the Bahamas called Alive TV. And they want to premiere Shark Whisperer as their one of their premier programs because it's originated in the Bahamas. So it's going to be originally released. The first four webisodes, about 10, 12 minutes each, will be released through Alive TV.
Right.
I think probably the middle of the summer sometime. And then we're going to take that hour of programming, whatever, and pitch it to Netflix or Amazon or Apple to see if we can get a real, you know, network behind us.
Wow. So, yeah, it's kind of like a Flipper meets a tiger shark kind of thing. You know,
right, but Flipper with Flipper with teeth.
Right. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I got to say, visually, it just looks spectacular. I mean, that's where, George's talent is phenomenal. He's been doing this for years, and it's very apparent when you watch this stuff.
I'll send you a link to the preview episode when we get done with this. But just so people will know, if they become a patron through Patreon, which they can find the link on Facebook and contribute any amount towards the production, $5 a month or whatever, they'll get access to those free episodes before they're released on any, you know, network platform. So, and so far the response has been tremendous.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, so it's like a crowdfunding effort to get this project out there to the mainstream. You know, you're going to work your magic through the channels and connections that you have. But if you want to get involved, because this really will have a shark conservation message attached to it, that's the underlying thing.
Right, that's the main goal, is to show people that sharks aren't the demonic villains that Hollywood has made them out to be. They're important natural creatures that have an essential role in the ocean habitat, and without them, you know, the oceans would die. So they're being killed by the hundreds of millions from shark finners, and we need to do something about that. And I think my philosophy is people will protect what they love, and if I can teach people to love sharks through my films, I think I've accomplished half the battle.
I agree. And you know, the element of taking a six-year-old kid and having her have this relationship with a, I don't know, how big is that tiger shark? That's probably
it's about 12 feet.
Yeah. I was going to say that's a meaty animal there that you you're having her swim with. I mean, it really could change the perception, especially of the little kids watching
the
show.
Little kids' responses have been tremendous.
I bet. Yeah, and you can do the crowdfunding thing, get a T-shirt, and you're a shark supporter and that kind of thing, and even get into the TV show if you support it enough. They'll set you up.
Exactly.
Just so you know, I was a sweaty Florida tourist in Sharknado 3, so if you need any help, I got that skill or lack thereof available for your production needs, okay, my friend?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, exactly. That was the response I was expecting.
I'll call you the next time we're filming.
Right, yeah. I'll have my people call your people.
Good.
Facebook.com/Shark Whisperer Movie. Check it out. George Montero, thank you. A pleasure, and good luck with your project.
Thank you, and I appreciate all your support.
You got it. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef-Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
The Florida Keys offers many underwater attractions. However, one of those is uniquely land-based at the History of Diving Museum in Isla Mirada, Florida. The History of Diving Museum focuses on man's quest to explore under the sea and is home to one of the largest collections of historic diving equipment in the world. Immerse yourself in a free series of diving presentations and programs every month. Plan your visit now at divingmuseum.org. The History of Diving Museum is brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council. Mile marker 83, Isla Mirada, Florida Keys.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Wow, infotainment.
We're lost children of the sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so, you know, you're a scuba diver. You like to read books. You might as well combine the two a little bit. I got Paul Mila. Or I say Mila. It's really Mila is how he says it. M-I-L-A. You can go to, what is it? MilaBooks.com, right, Paul?
That's it, yes.
Okay. So we actually met Paul through our last author, who is also a diver, which would be Nick
Sullivan.
Yeah, Nick right. Sullivan, and he was on a couple weeks ago. I've read his books, and now he said, hey, you got to check out Paul's stuff, too. And I'm like, well, my God, there's like an entire community of authors that are writing like these dive books. You know, we got books by Eric with Eric Douglas, and it's just a cool little thing. And right now I'm reading Paul's book. I hope to finish it up on our liveaboard trip next week called Dangerous Waters. That's the first one you've written. Is that right, Paul?
That was number one in what became a series. I didn't know it was going to become a series when I wrote the first book. I thought it might be a one-book wonder or something. I had no clue, but it kind of took a life of its own. I just kept on writing it, which became eventually five novels, plus a nonfiction, plus a children's book. So it's kind of, the writing is just kind of moved along with scuba diving as the background behind everything.
Right. Well, he starts off of Santa Barbara, so a little left coast diving there up in that neck of the woods of the Channel Islands. And then we've migrated down to Cozumel in this book. Yep. And I'm about halfway through, and I really love what you've done so far with the characters. I mean, there's been some drastic turns. I'm like, whoa, that did not just happen. And you kind of startled
me.
Yeah, so good stuff. This first one's called Dangerous Waters. This has been out a while, though, right, Paul?
Yeah, this came out around 2002, 2003. Before I wrote that book, I was not even a diver at the time. I had gone on a trip to Cozumel, Mexico.
Oh, wow.
I like to snorkel and stuff like that. And I met a dive instructor down there at the resort. We did a resort course, loved it. I said, even looking back now, I have over 700 dives, just about 700 dives. And looking back over those dives, it was probably one of the best dives I ever did. We had some turtles swimming around us. It was like being in an aquarium. So I said, I have got to do this.
There you go.
Came back home, got certified, but went back to Cozumel to take my open water dives, with Allison, who was the dive instructor down there.
Yeah.
And we got to talking, and I said, how'd you wind up in Mexico? She said, well, I left my home in California, up the Santa Barbara area up there, and I wanted to start my life over again. But she didn't say why. And I said, I wonder if that could be a story behind that. I was looking to write a book because I had kind of recently retired from real life, and I always liked to write. Yeah. So I said, let me try something here. And a year or so later, she took it a step further, started her own company, her own scuba company. So I said, okay, young woman leaves her own home in the U.S., starts her own life. She didn't say why. Mm-hmm. So I kind of invented a lot of the stuff.
Right.
And then took it a step further, started her own business. And eventually I just kind of took that and ran with it, and that became the story.
Well, there you go. Dangerous Waters is the name of this book that I'm reading right now from Paul Mila, depending on how he says Mila, right? You say Mila, Mila.
I say Mila, you say Mila.
Right, tomato, tomato, whatever. But you can check it out. And this story that you came up with is very detailed from a diving perspective. I'm surprised to hear that you weren't certified when you wrote this, because it's pretty accurate.
No, actually I had gotten, by that time, I had gotten certified.
Okay.
Before I wrote it, I wasn't yet a diver.
I gotcha. Interesting. All right. Well, it's very detailed. And, what I love about these particular type of books, you visit these areas. I've been to as a diver many times, as well as many people listening right now, if they've done any kind of dive travel. When you set the backdrop as a place that you're, somewhat familiar with, both above and below water, the accuracy has to be there to kind of connect. And you've done a very good job with it so far. So I'm pretty interested to see where this thing goes. And God forbid if this girl that you actually met back in the day, if that really was her, oh God help her.
But as it turned out, some of what I thought was fiction was not turned out not to be fiction. I won't say what it was, but certain events, I kind of hit on the nose just out of dumb luck.
Okay, and you changed
the
names.
Which made it kind of interesting.
Changed the names to protect the guilty kind of deal?
Exactly.
Okay,
yes.
Excellent. Well,
yes.
We'll have to see how this works out. But definitely, it's great reading when you're going on a dive trip like I'll be on next week on the Live Aboard trip. On your surface interval, you got to have something to read. Might as well be something dive-related, too, even if it's just diving junk food, so to speak. It's very entertaining, for sure. And so you've got several stories out now after you've been doing this a few years. You're up in the, northeast neck of the woods up there by Beneath the Sea?
Right, up in the New York area. Exactly, yes. I live in Long Island.
And that's how you met Nick, and you guys started talking like, hey, I write books too. And next thing you know, you find this whole community of authors that are writing dive-themed, adventure novels or what? What do you think?
It's pretty interesting stuff. I mean, that's how I met Nick, kind of, just that I was doing a book signing, and he happened to be wandering around. Somehow we started a conversation, and, we got to realize we had a lot of things in common, so it's been a nice friendship.
How about
that? So I met him at Beneath the Sea, and it's been fun.
I bet. And as far as, you have how many? Five, you said, in this particular series?
Yeah, the series became five, and there was a little story behind each one. The second one was Whales Angels became an anti-whaling novel after I did some free diving and snorkeling with humpback whales in the Dominican Republic. And I got inspired from that experience, being in the water with humpback whales. I mean, you have not Until you've been in the water with a whale, you don't realize how big a whale really is.
Right.
Absolutely incredible.
And so just all these experiences inspire new stories. And there may be a book six. Is that in the works, or what do you think?
I'm hoping. I have a few ideas that are percolating.
Yeah.
You know, most of the books, or all the books, are kind of set with Cozumel as a background, since I go down there so much. That's kind of like the home base for my main characters, who then, you know, have worldwide adventures. But everything kind of centers around the Cozumel area, which is kind of cool.
And that's a cool place to dive, for sure.
One of the best of the world.
Absolutely. Check it out, milabooks.com, MILABooks.com, and you can connect with Paul and get one, if not all, of those books and be thoroughly entertained on your surface animal. Paul, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I'll plan on checking in with you as I find out the ending of Dangerous Waters. Fair enough?
Okay, great. I look forward to it.
All right. Hour two of the World's First Radio Show Devoted to Diving is on deck. Stay close. We got more coming up.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.